Parshat Vayeshev. The first piece is Asfarnu, and it says Vunar is Bnei Bilavas Lezulfa. The word Nar here obviously is a pejorative sense to it. You know, it's because he's a Nar, he's Roti Basam Ra. So Asfarnu explains what exactly is the reason why a Nar is not somebody who's a Bardas. It's the opposite of a Zokin. A Zokin is considered somebody who is a Bardas. So the Sforno explains, Umipnei Narusoi Choto Lahavi Divasechov Kilo Niso Lesbeinil Achistava Afalpi Shehoya Oz Maskum Oat Vishahoya Hakach Moyal Zignador Kaomro is Kena Vishake. So he says, the difference between a Nar and a Zokin, it wasn't that he's not bright. He was extremely bright, and later did become a Zokin. But the Teva of a Nar is that he never looks further ahead. He doesn't have a experience to learn from, so everything comes in Svara. And also, he's not Mizbein Lachestava. I think there are two nekudas, two separate nekudas. One is a practical nekuda. He might have logic, but doesn't have experience to draw on. That's a specific nekuda. There's another inyan. A person looks at things through his own scope of self. Somebody who's lived a long time looks at things with a broader sweep, and therefore he will always look at something both in its right now and where it's headed to. But somebody who is young, because his own life, it's just been 2 or 3 years that he's been aware of things, so his scope of things is that 2 or 3 years is an entire lifetime. There's no sense of how it's going to play out in 10 years from now. The mile of Zikna is something that your scope of things is, how will it be further down the pike? That's what he says. It says, that a person should not ask old people for reasons, and he should not ask young people for advice. In other words, what to do, the older person will be better at saying. The understanding and the explanation of it, the younger person might be better. The older person just sees it as a fact, as a metzius, and that's that.
Yes. Does this apply to chokhmah in terms of Talmud Torah? I mean, Chazal Darshan had Zikna, Zeshakana, chokhmah, and there are also many Gedolim who wrote Sfarim and were very influential at a very young age.
Well, you find a lot of times a lashon in Haskamas, Tam Zkenim Isbehu. In other words, he somebody who is extraordinary in that sense might have the properties. He might be an unusual person who has the mentality of a Zaken. But what's Kovea, most of the time when you're talking about even a Psak Din, so if somebody brings very clear, very sharp, irrefutable rayas, that's that. So if the person is a big guy and he brings the rayas, it makes a difference how old the young is. Most of the time, it's sort of a judgment call of what's nearer that is it nearer that this is it, or is it not nearer that this is it? Those are in yonim like that, and you want to rely on a zokein in terms of his sense of things and so on. It's you want to know that the his achroz hadas is built on much experience, and you find it to be a lot more reliable than somebody whose achroz is with relatively little experience. I remind myself of a story I heard from my Rebbe Reb Zeidel Epstein, Zecharei Bracha. He was a Bacha learned in Grodno, and the Reb Shimon was the Rav of Grodno also, And his minag was that when he went away, when he would go away, there would be a rotation amongst the Bachrim in terms of who would take over the Rabbanus and so on. So they would always go with Chavrusas, there'd be two Chavrusas. There came a week when Rav Zeidel and his Chavrusa were the ones that took over. Kitza, one day, he finishes davening Rav Zeidel, his Chavrusa comes and says, you know, a lady came with a chicken and there was a problem with the liver of Nishmas Mesa Kovid, that perhaps the liver had become disintegrated, and I looked at it, and you know, I was down, and I think we could be mad at it. He said, fine. Abzeidel said, no problem, fine. He comes to his place where he's working at, his stancia, and the lady's serving him lunch, and she says to him, by the way, I had a shayla on the chicken, I brought it to one of the boys in Shiva, and he said, it's okay. He looked a little bit cheshik, and he asked if it's allowed to deliver, so she said yes, she put it upstairs on the roof for the birds to eat, because it was kind of, it was kind of already kind of not so good. He goes up, he takes the liver down, and he didn't like the way it looked. It really looked kind of not so good. Kids, he doesn't know what to do. So there was another young rav in town, he runs to him. The rav looks at it and he starts saying, you know, a lot of people touched it, going on the roof, and it's hot, sometimes you can be mitzarif that lekula. It didn't, he lost more of his appetite when he started hearing the time of the hakel. Finally, they remembered there was an old dayan who lived at the end of town, a very poor man, used to be a dayan and was blind. So they went to him, he says, like on the last house in the shtetl, and he says, it's the one room, and there was like balachayim there, and the place was absolutely impoverished. And the guy's sitting there, and he says to me, I have a shayla, and I says, COVID. So he says, give me the liver. Gives him the liver. He feels with his hands, and he says, ah, shtusim. Says, nothing, it's not COVID, it's 100% potato. And he told the stories, the difference between book knowledge and just experience. He said, touching it. He simply touched it, and he said, ah, you don't know what you're talking about. And that was that. So upon him, there is that inyan of experience, and there's an inyan of a certain settled mind. The muscle that the morale uses always is, it's like wine that's settled. That's why the skenim is noichven yain yashin. It has a settling effect. The sharper edges get softened, and the thing becomes more settled, and so on. Okay, I don't know much about wine, but the advertisements for the young wines are, they're sharp, they're fresh, impulsive. And the older wines are sort of smooth, and I've never been able to get that sense. I guess Kerem wines all are kind of very, very, you know, homogenous, but Al-Kabarim, that's the type of Indian, the difference between Zikna and Nairis. The next one is a piece from the Teres HaMincha, which is a Talmud Rashba, and sort of a little bit, he was a mekubel, and he's mad with things barichos. He was speaking about chalomos. What's the point of chalomos? Who gets chalomos? And so on. The kibush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let me just be marked in one thing before you even see this. When we talk about chalomos and how close they are to Nevuah and so on, I need to make a point beforehand, and it will be Merumas and him and anybody else who speaks about chalomos, that there are, when we speak about the significance of chalomos, it means as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu may use chalomos and uses chalomos to get messages across. Those messages have various significance, but not every dream is a chalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been using. It's like an important message might come through the phone, but not every phone call is an important message. When we speak about the importance of dreams, it doesn't mean that the dreams I dream are important. It means there are things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends many important things via dream. Vikim Shayadash Akash Baruch Sheskima Lahargoi. Sheskima Lahargoi. Once Akash Baruch Hu, once it became clear that they decided to kill him, Miyad Ramaz Balachalim Lars the Isabachalim, Sheshalias Malachalim. He asked the Balachalom to inform them he's going to be a king. And that's the Gzeira. Vishayagdam Yeshalom, so Yosef should tell them. They should know it's a Gzeira and they won't be Mevatlet. In other words, the purpose of that dream was to tell, that Yosef should tell his brothers, you should know it's a Gzeira, don't try to fool around with it. Brings a pasuk, Udachsiv, Einai b'nei money, Aretz Hashem b'simadi. I sort of wink at, that's how he explains, Einai, Lashon Remiza. He's Meramis to Megid Gzeiras to tell them, they should tell people what was Nigzalim, Hen Toi Vein Ra. And they will do tshuva because of that. In other words, the purpose of all the information that HaKadosh Baruch Hu transfers to us is in order that we can rectify our ma'aseh. So just like when Navi comes along and says, Ko Amar Hashem, these and these terrible things are after Nineveh is going to be destroyed and so on and so forth. The purpose is not so that they should take the investments out of Nineveh or you sort of short Nineveh. It's there that people should try to do tshuva. The same thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a cholam that something is going to be happening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending a message. He says, Ve'elu magida gzeirish shnikun emoni aretz hem esekitas. There are 10 level of malachim that it goes from one madrega to another madrega until it filters down to a person. So, I guess a marshal we can do with that is on a computer, when you have some input, it comes in machine language, it goes through a basic language, it ends up being translated to English, it ends up on the screen in a certain way. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeiros go through level after level until they take on the sort of fleshed out version that we're privy to. The lowest dag is called Ishim, and those are called so you have Malachim range from the highest being Chayis HaKodesh, those being Ishim. Rambam says the same thing. Valkenis says Nikud Ishim, they're called Ishim because they are the most human-like of all of the forms of Malachim. Yes?
Really, is there some way that a person knows that this is a dream that's a message from Hashem? Or is this, how did Yosef know that he was supposed to tell this dream to his brothers?
So the truth is, being called the Bala Chalomos means that you have a sense of knowing whether it's emes or dimyon. If a person dreams of things that are usual to him, the first thing to look is see if we can understand dreams in terms of your thoughts, like the Gemara says, what you've been thinking all day long. There's a story. Somebody once came to Rebbe and says, Rebbe, I have a lot of machshavos zoros. It means strange thoughts, extraneous thoughts during davening. In other words, not good thoughts. So the Rebbe said, no, those are not machshavas zoros. Machshavas zoros means that you normally think only about good things, and something comes into your head that you can't figure out why. But he said, this is what goes through your head all day long. So if a dream could be interpreted in a Freudian way, things that are part and parcel of what the person's normal thought process is, then it's meaningless. Then he says, the Ishim are the ones that convey that Gzeira. It brings Psukim, and so on and so forth. Now, the next paragraph. There are two Madregas in the Chol. Im Yimotsu Adam, Shumuchem Tukal Nevuah, V'gilim Alasov. If a person is found who's ready for Nevuah, and he's got Milas, Hei Nirloi B'mara Nevuah Abichizoyen. It appears to him in a nevuah or some sort of apparition, Omodian lo piske dirshi mitzvah shemayim. He's told all piske dirim that were nidus shemayim. Hengs adin shal tzibur, hengs adin shal yochid, hengs adin shal oisa misnabe, hengs adin shal zulosim. Then gzardinus, he told the gzardin. Vim lo yimotzei adam, she roi le nebuah, she niglin behakitz. Vu roi le dia b'chaloyim, him adin lo b'chaloyim b'signa nebuah. If he's not, that's a very, very high madrega, that someone should be able to be told while he's awake. So lower madrega is while he's dreaming. Both of these are nevuah, except that the first one, seeing nevuah when you're awake, is a bigger maila than seeing it when you're asleep. And he brings the pasuk, so these are the two different madregas of nevuah, behakito b'chalom. Then he says, im zoy sakas loy timotzi ishigas lo yosher malas. If we don't find anyone that's worth any of these, then a baskol comes into play. And again, a baskol, he says, is also only mashmiya gzadin la anshe Hashem isbarach yireh lekim anshe emes al dei baskol. A baskol is not everybody doesn't hear a baskol. It's a certain darga of gilui, and therefore it's only shayach to people that are roy for it, and it's a lower darga. Then he says, the impasa munim le adam, the ein misharoy shishroise baskol. And if let's say a person, there are nobody who can hear a baskol, hadava v'gzadin nisha balachaloyim, then it goes to the balachalom, ki yesh koyach v'munah alzeh v'nikr balachalom. So now it goes to balachalom, shu modia lechol odim aroy lodia. He's the one who informs anyone that's worthy of it. V'gam v'zeh yesh k'satz mailo. Mimal zeh nevuah, v'hi, ela she'eno kol kach mubu eres v'peresem z'glu yasech l'nushi. So we have a type of chalom that is a lower madrega even. In other words, the first chalom, we have a clear-cut nevuah, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, you should know this is what's happening. Then under that you have baskol, and under that you have balachalom, which means woven into a regular dream, there are strands of truth. And that's why they were matted to fast on Shabbos, alachalom, because it has this shoshes nevuah. Va'oyram razal noivlois nevuah chachma, noivlois nevuah chalom, that sort of the droppings of a nevuah is the chalom. So it's sort of, a novel is an unripe fruit. So they said a dream is an unripe nevuah. So it means it's a very, very unclear, unripe version of the emes. Nevuah itself is a total statement, complete, and so on and so forth. Umay zeis ha-mayla sh'megil v'yad-navi. And what's the maila that a person needs to be a navi? So he says, da sheish v'adam sh'tei koiches, koich ha-medaber, koich ha-medamer. Person has two kochos, medaber and medamer. And he quotes the Arabic fit. Ve'elosh tei kochos yishem sh'tei v'ozhe seso. You have a lev u'moach harosh. The heart is the koich ha-medaber, the moach is the koich ha-medamer. וכשאלו שאיברם כתיקונם מצד הבריאה והיצירה שנשאר באדם באיזה היצירה במידה ובמשקל כשיר בקבוצה יש כבוצה עצמו. And so if the heart and the mind both have this within the appropriate amount, appropriate development, then the koach ha-medaber and the koach ha-medamer, then those become the vehicles for nevuah. Now let's talk a little bit about this. He brings down two different kohos. Medaber and medame. To us, these two kohos, you know, when you say you have two kohos, you want some sort of commonality where these are defining opposites. Let's give you an example. If I say Chaim's suit is black, whereas Yankel's suit is white, or gray, or red, that makes sense. But if I say Chaim's suit is white, but Yankel's suit is short, it's not that the context of that statement is totally meaningless. So what are we talking about? What are we describing? Like, how are we sort of juxtaposing A against B? A and B don't meet at any point. So what's Koch HaMadama, Koch HaMadama? So I think like this. And this is very important because it goes to a lot of other nekudos. There are two elements of chachma in terms of a person's input to chachma. One is the ability to categorize, classify, describe, define. For instance, I see things falling down, and that's called gravity. But how do they fall? The chachma is, I say, they fall at a certain speed, they accelerate, they depend on the mass of something, they have the following effect, it's hampered this way, and so on. So that's called Koach HaMedaber, in the sense of the descriptive ability. So the phenomena that I've observed to correctly categorize, define, describe, that's the Koach HaMedaber. It gives words to it. And then there's creative thought, which says that these are phenomena. I see time and gravity as being tied together, and that's the creative ability. So the moach, he says, has the koach hamadamer, the lev has the koach hamadaber. But these are talking about two opposite ends. When a person is trying in the ability to convey the Devar Hashem to the world, you require it requires the ability to reach out to Hashem, in other words, to be in contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the ability to convey those messages down. That's what Nevuah is. Nevuah requires, since a Navi's job is not just to make contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his job is to convey that to us, and so on. It requires both Koach HaMedaber and Koach HaDibur. And then he says, next paragraph, you need Koach HaSeichel. And even though everyone has Seichel, but Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't endow everyone an equal amount, there are variations on it, like every other thing is variations. Next paragraph. The Aliyat HaTorah Shiyuchel Adam Ba'olam LeHasig LeMalas HaNevuah Bilti Shalom Ul B'Chachmas. Don't think that a person could become a Navi unless he's Shalom and full of Chachmas. U'B'Shtei Kochos HaNosos HaChachmas Revayz HaKochos. You need to be an Adam HaShalom in terms of your Seichel, Chachma, in terms of your Koach HaMedame and Koach HaSvara, and in terms of the person carrying him. This is one of the big mistakes that unfortunately we're very influenced by the Western society and the culture and movies. In a movie, a Navi is like a young fellow, a lot of angst, slightly batty, coming out against the evils of society, sort of a glorified hippie of sorts, and calling the bluff. People latch on to people that predict the future or have been said to predict the future, or are thought to predict the future, people latch onto them and make them holy people without asking themselves, is this person royu? Akash Baruch Hu gives Nevuah to people that are royu. And if the person shows no sign of being worthy, not his level of piety, not his level of sanity, not his level of das, would indicate that he should be a Navi, why would you think he's a Navi? The Rambam says, when he writes a letter to Geras Taman, the people that went after the false Mashiach, why would you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu would pick a nutcase to be Mashiach? I mean, does it make sense? So fine, you have stories and miracles, but the biggest proof is, it's like somebody would read you a shidduch, and they'd bring you all sorts of gematrias that this is the right shidduch for you, but the girl is absolutely not shaykh to you. Then what's the point? It's very nice if you have somebody that you think is shaykh to you, and you have wonderful gematrias, great. So now you have to say for seven brachas. But you don't build a shidduch. When you want to take a person and say, this person is worthy of is worthy of respect, is worthy of following and listening to him and so on, it's going to start with the person, not with the nevuas. And then he says, he brings, he says, to see a malach, to hear a malach, you need to have an adam hashalim. It's only when a person has that, that there can be a gila to him. But he says, if avalim ein dai v'shef ha'ser ha'ser, there's not enough seichel and das, or anything else that's missing, how could there be any divine hashpa on the person in giluyim? And he says, and let's say a person happened to say something, happened to do something right, but that a person would consistently be able to transmit the Dvar Hashem and so on and so forth, that's unthinkable. He says, and then he said, let's just quote how he explains nevuas that look like nevuas but are not real nevuas. Let's say a person had something that came to him. But the person is not wise, doesn't have the prerequisites. So he says like this, that the person who has certain of the attributes of the Chachma, but not all of them, that's your candidate who would see an emes in a dream and not behakits. So he says, he explains why. He says, the only thing that we gain when we sleep is a certain unfettering of our koach ha-medaber. So the person who has what needs to be a Navi, but is lacking koach ha-medaber, in other words, the ability to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sleep will take care of. Arizal says, the Gaon, that sleep is there so that you can receive Torah through certain magidim that the Torah you couldn't attain when you were up, you attain when you're sleeping. In other words, for many people, the kohos of the guf are static, so to speak. I'm busy with my hunger, I'm busy with my thinking, I'm busy with this and that, and I can't connect. So then I HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then at night it comes. But a person is missing everything else, it's not going to happen. So Tzmicha says the distinction between a nevuah in a dream or the hakitz really is dependent on this point over here, how is koach ha-medame is. And then he says in the last paragraph that we have over here, he says, whatever it is in the person, the vehicle through which the nevuah will appear to him are those items that he tends to be normally thinking and familiar with. So let's give an example again. Let's give a mashal. When a person who's creative can come up with a lot of mishalim, but the mishalim will always be with things that he's familiar with. A person is very into sports. I know somebody, a big ilui, he's a very, very big Talmud Chacham, but he has a liking for sports, and he has 1,001 mishalim on Kol HaTorah Kula with baseball. Many Shver Reb Chaims have been translated to Talmidim through different baseball situations. it's cute. I mean, the person does it in a very cute way, but the mishalim, and that's why a navi's mishalim will come from the things that he's familiar with. There's not going to be the level of transmission. However, what is the content he's going to transmit? That depends on the shleimus of the person. So let's sum up. He says that nevuah, the first message is like this: the tachlis of nevuah is to inform people of the hashgacha so that they deal appropriately with what's happening, usually a type of tshuva or realigning the mice in a certain way. The madregas of nevuah come nevuah barakets, nevuah bachalom, baskol, chalomos from the baal chalom. The navi has, in order to be a navi, you have prerequisites of being an adam hashalom in many ways, and two specific kochos, what he calls koch hamadamah and koch hamadaber, the ability to extrapolate from beyond where you are, to understand deeper than where you are, and the ability to bring it out. The person who's lacking in the basic prerequisites of navi cannot be a navi, and it's nonsense. The person who has what needs to be navi, but he's lacking in the specific tchuna of koach hamedame, for him you have that second madrega of a chalom and sleeping, because that's when koach hamedame is most active. And one more point he makes: the metaphors, the mashalim that the navi uses, are mishalim they're familiar with, and those become his mishalim. Okay.